This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks ask, who's going to fight the New World Order? Where are the men? Well, here we are. We're doing the best job we can, and you keep us in the fight. We salute you. Joe is a retired military on vaccines and mandates from Maine. Beautiful Maine. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks for having me on. First, I just want to say something. I know you don't like to be thanked, but as a leader, which you are, you provide a lot of information, knowledge to people and all of us, and your, if you want to talk to the board, if you will, appreciate that because that's what keeps us coming back. So,
well, I appreciate you, brother. Go ahead, finish up because your phone's breaking up. I'm trying to talk closer to the microphone.
All right, hold on a second. Let me. All right, can you hear me better now?
Crystal clear. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Listen. So, just a little back. I guess backstory, if you will. I'm retired, senior enlisted. Actually retired from the Coast Guard. I am unvaxxed. I was. And unfortunately, due to the way everything goes about, I guess what brought me to this, and I'm not making sense because I got a lot of things on my mind right now.
No, go ahead, get them all out.
Well, you know, my mom taught me when I was growing up, never say anything. You know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I kind of kept my mouth shut about all this, and I tried riding off into the sunset in peace, so to speak. And when I heard, and no offense to Senator Paul, but when I heard him, you know, talking about, hey, we're not going to pass the NDA until we wipe out, you know, get rid of this mandate. Problem is that how many people that are currently in are vaxxed? I can give you numbers at least with regards to my service. Well, I can give you approximate numbers. And how many people in the population, you know,
you're saying it's a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah. In all honesty, it was kind of a fluff piece. You know, it was kind of like a feel good, if you will, like, hey, we're doing something for you. But really, you know, yeah, exactly. A day late, dollar short. So,
I understand that. And they bowed during the main hype. We didn't. But believe me, the globalists are pissed. They want to keep these poison shots going. So we'll take what we can get, but I hear you, it's not enough.
So, you know, one thing that, and you talked about it, a lot of people, and trust me, I know this, I've talked to many people across the board that worked for me, that didn't work for me. And I will say, everybody I ran into that got it before it was mandated, the one and only reason that I ever heard anybody say they got it was because they wanted some of the stuff that they were being restricted from back, meaning they didn't want to wear masks. They wanted to go on leave. They wanted, at one point, the cutters, when they would pull in the ports, if you're unvaccinated, you couldn't go in on that on that port call.
Yeah, it's totally Pavlovian to train us to give up our rights and let them take over our bodies because they want to depopulate us, and it's all a giant test. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate your call. A lot of great points. I'll take calls again tomorrow, but Paul Joseph Watson always does a great job from the UK. He's about to take over. So LJ, Justin, and Keith, if you want to give us your name and number, we got your name, your number. We will call you tomorrow on the Friday show, another big broadcast tomorrow. Paul Watson takes over for the rest of the hour, the next 56 minutes, and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. And remember, you're awake. You're awesome listeners. You care. You're informed. Use the power you've got to share. Infowars.com/show, Bandai video, clips of the shows, articles, you name it. Let folks know, hey, what you're not supposed to hear is on air at Infowars.com. Learn why it's so demonized. Learn why they're after it. Learn why they're trying to shut it down. We've reached our most precious time in our mission of 28 years. My mission, our mission. People are really ready for the truth right now. Their minds are fertile. People are really waking up. So now's the time in the Infowar to realize human intelligence on the ground is you. You are the war. You are the future. You are the resistance. You're everything. That isn't platitudes. That's not talk. You are our hope. God's working through you. So take action today. All right. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour on this December 15th, 2022. Not long to go until 2023. It's flown by once again. Going to cover a raft of news on the show today, including absolute bedlam in France, in Brussels, Belgium, following Morocco's exit from the World Cup last night at the hands of France. Suffice to say, the celebrations in terms of the Moroccans turned a little bit sour. First, though, I want to talk about this, because last time I was hosting the show, I talked about it. It was one of the biggest stories in the United Kingdom, still is in my view, and it's about climate lockdowns. Now, of course, we know back during the COVID lockdowns, which are now proven to have been a complete outrage based on phony science, totalitarian mind control, and overt fear-mongering, it was celebrated how quiet, how peaceful it was, and global warming climate change activists said, why can't we do this again for the planet to save Mother Earth? Then, of course, India actually went ahead and did it in some of their major cities. They said, you can't drive into the city on this day because we have bad pollution on this day. On the very same day they announced that, Sky News and all these other legacy media outlets came out and said, climate lockdowns are a dangerous conspiracy theory. Anyone talking about it is insane, and we're going to ban and censor anyone who does. And, of course, that is the purpose of the fact-checker industrial complex. It's not a separate organization movement from legacy media. It's all part of the same Borg. Now, I talked about the traffic plan, as they're calling it in Oxfordshire last week. This is a de facto climate lockdown. Basically, what they're saying is you're going to get government permits 100 times a year for 100 trips a year, which, by the way, is only two a week, where you're only allowed to drive out of your allotted region within Oxford. By the way, Oxford's not even a big town in comparison to some of the other big cities in the United Kingdom. The government will give you permission via a network of automatic license plate scanning surveillance cameras, where you're only allowed to leave your climate region within Oxford 100 times a year or twice a week. Obviously, they're going to have exemptions for NHS, health workers, delivery men, people like that. But for the majority of people, indeed the vast majority of people in Oxford, say you work on the other side of the city, you're only allowed to travel outside of your little region twice a week. So if you're going to work on the other side of the city five times a week, you're screwed because the government will only give you 100 permits per year. The rest of the time, every single time you violate that climate region lockdown, you're going to get fined £70, the equivalent of $100 a pop every time. Now, we're living through a cost of living crisis here in the United Kingdom, as many are across the West, where people are having to choose between eating and heating this winter. They're having to refire old coal plants because renewable energy is completely useless and unable to meet demand, as we said all along. It's about reducing people's living standards, getting them under the thumb of this climate control agenda. And so they're not going to be able to afford the $100 fines multiple times weekly. So is it a climate lockdown? This is the big argument now with the fact checkers claiming that they've debunked this, because the council, who are enforcing this scheme, first with a trial and then later across the entire city, well, they don't call it a climate lockdown. So then it's not a climate lockdown. Okay, how was the COVID lockdown enforced in the United Kingdom back in March, April, May 2020? Did they snatch people off the streets who violated COVID lockdowns and put them in prison? No. So how did they enforce COVID lockdowns? Anyone caught violating a COVID lockdown, and in some cases it was literally people sitting on a park bench eating their lunch, they literally taped off park benches so you couldn't sit on them. They taped off children's play areas. Anyone caught outside without a justifiable reason, going to buy food, going to the doctors, out on their hourly allotted government exercise run, how was the lockdown enforced? It was enforced by fines. So if the COVID lockdown was enforced by fines, was that a lockdown or not? Yes, it was. This climate lockdown is going to be enforced by onerous fines. So yes, it's a climate lockdown. There are ways around it, but you've got to pay through the nose. There aren't going to be physical barriers up stopping you from going from one area of the city to another, but there'll be automatic license plate scanning cameras, which will automatically deduct the money from your bank account, because you have to register your car with the local authorities. So for them to come out, the fact checker industrial complex, as they have over the past week, and claim this is all a conspiracy theory, there is no climate lockdown, is absolute bunk. If you're enforcing it the same way you enforce the COVID lockdown, what else could it be but a lockdown? AP headline. Traffic plan in Oxfordshire. They called it a traffic plan, so it's just a traffic plan. Traffic plan in Oxfordshire, England, isn't a climate lockdown, despite being exactly the same as the COVID lockdown. And again, bear in mind, they run these fact checks so they can then relegate the story, the outrage, the real scandal in social media algorithms. Some of that's getting better with Twitter now, obviously, but this is what they did for the lab leak theory. This is what they did when top doctors came out and challenged the safety of the vaccine. This is what they did when top scientists and sociologists came out and said, lockdowns are going to kill more people than the virus. They called it all a conspiracy theory, falsely, working with the authorities, working with some of the same people, Fauci and his crew, who worked with the lab in Wuhan, to bury that information under the guise of a fact check. This is how they bury legitimate information. This is how they censor legitimate scandals. Via the fact checker industrial complex. Says claim the county of Oxfordshire, England, which includes the city of Oxford, is imposing a climate lockdown which will confine residents to their neighbourhoods. Well, again, were you confined to your neighbourhood during COVID? If you went to a different part of the city in London, for example, no. They didn't snatch you off the street. They didn't bundle you in the back of a police van and take you home. They fined you and it was still a lockdown. Says AP's assessment false. Oxfordshire has approved a plan to put traffic filters on some main roads, restricting drivers' access during daytime hours and freeing up space for buses, cyclists and pedestrians. Well, that's the other thing they say. This won't apply between 7pm and 7am, therefore it's not a lockdown, even though the vast majority of traffic is going through these areas outside of those time zones. But car owners can apply for day-long permits to bypass the new rules and many of the vehicles are exempt. Yeah, they only get given 100 passes per year, two times a week. They want to go outside their little climate zone more than twice a week. They get hit with a $100 fine. So no, you can't just apply for a permit and avoid it. You'll be fined once you exceed that rationing permit limit. Goes on to say, local leaders in Oxfordshire voted to try a new traffic reduction system in order to reduce congestion, so then they hide it behind, oh, it's just a traffic filter scheme. And then they talk about how people drew attention to this. Climate lockdown trials, wrote one Twitter user, but it says Oxford's traffic filters will not block access to any part of the city of Oxford or the rest of the county, let alone lock people in their neighbourhoods. No, no one ever said they would physically put up barriers to prevent people getting to a different part of the city. It's enforced by fines. There weren't physical barriers to stop people walking around during COVID lockdowns, were there? It was enforced by fines. It was still a lockdown. Everywhere in the city will still be accessible by car, said Paul Smith, spokesperson for the Oxfordshire County Council. Yes, but if you violate the rules, you will get fined. Nobody will need permission from the county council to drive or leave their home. You won't need permission. They'll just fine you every day when you violate the rules. Summit.news. We'll talk about this more. We'll be back. Go away.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So this AP fact check again tries to debunk the fact that it is a climate lockdown. It's a lockdown enforced by a system of fines, the same way that the COVID lockdown was enforced back in 2020. The article goes on to say, the traffic filters are license plate recognition cameras, not physical barriers. Oh, that's okay then. Just because there weren't, you know, police physically stopping you from going outside, did that mean the lockdown was okay? No, it was an outrage. From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, drivers in private cars will be automatically fined. They admit it there in the article. Will be automatically fined if they cross through the filters without a permit. So it's not as if you agree to pay a certain charge, like on a toll bridge or something like that. No. Automatically fined, and that brings at least a civil criminal type of application, doesn't it? You're not agreeing to something when you're being automatically fined if they cross through the filters without a permit. Motorists who live in Oxford will be able to apply for 100 day long permits to drive through the filters per year. Again, that's only two a week. If you work in a different area and you have to drive there five times a week, you're fined three times a week. Absolutely incredible. And by the way, there was big uproar at all the council meetings when they were not discussing this but imposing it. One of the local officials basically came out and said, we know people don't like it, but we're just going to go ahead and do it anyway because they need to milk the public for more revenue generation, despite the fact that everyone's going broke because they can't even afford to pay their own heating bills because of the current thing. Goes on to say the 15-minute city club, that's what it was referred to by some people on Twitter. And because the 15-minute city club is a different scheme, then this whole climate lockdown thing is a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. Just because some people on Twitter called it the wrong thing. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, Telegraph reports, police called in over abusive reaction to council's climate lockdown traffic scheme. And this is what they do every single time. Whenever there's legitimate outrage about something being imposed on people, they select the few threatening, abusive messages that were sent to council members, and then that becomes the story. Draconian plans to divide Oxford into residents into six climate zones have led to council chiefs calling in the police over extreme abuse. So yeah, the solution to this is not to abuse the council members, it's to protest against it, and it's to not comply with it when they try and put it in, just as people didn't comply with the COVID fines, and basically all of them got kicked out of court because there was mass non-compliance. There's also a lot of non-compliance with the climate change agenda. Global poll finds 4 in 10 people believe climate change is natural. This was commissioned by electricity company EDF via Ipsos. They asked people in 30 countries across 5 continents to give their views on what they thought was causing climate change. 37% of respondents said they believed it was, quote, mainly due to the kinds of natural phenomena that the Earth has experienced throughout its history. So again, despite all the brainwashing, all the social engineering for a period of decades now, people aren't buying it. And in fact, those numbers have increased by 6 points over the last 3 years. So climate change skepticism, despite the intense wave of propaganda and social engineering, to the point where it's now in, you know, scripts for soap operas, it's in the adverts, it's everywhere, the message. Fewer people believe in it. Their propaganda is failing. Meanwhile, in the UK, and this brings us to our next video, back in August, we had so-called record high temperatures measured on the tarmac at airports with jets running around, and that was supposedly proof of global warming. Well, is this current cold snap, where snow is still on the ground and has been for a week, sub-zero temperatures, is that proof of global cooling? Let's ask the question in this video. They don't count. Here it is. Remember back in summer when they said the UK recorded its hottest temperature ever? Let's just brush aside for the moment the fact that the measurements for the hottest day ever were taken on the tarmac at Heathrow Airport. We were browbeaten for weeks about how high temperatures were an ominous harbinger of out-of-control global warming by the very same people who tell you weather isn't indicative of long-term climate trends. Apart from in the summer when it bolsters their narrative, then it is, apparently. While people across the UK enjoyed the hot weather, because boy is that a rarity here, the Met Office was running around in a blind panic declaring a national emergency. So if high temperatures in the summer are a sure sign of global warming, what about low temperatures in winter? No, they don't count. The UK just recorded its coldest day in 12 years. Almost the entire country has been blanketed with snow, causing absolute mayhem. It's colder than a polar bear's toenails around here. Global cooling? No, that's just the weather. But wait, you said in summer the weather that we had was proof of global warming. Yeah, but that's different because... funny, isn't it, how the Just Stop Oil climate change activists who's been causing chaos in London for months, blocking roads and gluing themselves to things, suddenly disappeared when it started snowing a bit in London. Where have they all gone? Maybe someone should check on them. Or maybe it's not good for optics when you're whining about global warming in the middle of a bone-shivering cold snap. Meanwhile, a new global Ipsos poll finds that nearly 4 in 10 people believe climate change is natural across 30 different countries on 5 different continents. 37% of respondents said climate change was, quote, mainly due to the kinds of natural phenomena that the Earth has experienced throughout its history, and that climate skepticism has grown by plus 6 points in the last 3 years. The poll was commissioned by energy company and net zero advocate EDF. They said the results were, quote, unexpected. How can they not believe us? We control all the institutions, all the transnational corporations, all the banks, the media, the entertainment industry, the law, all of which have relentlessly pushed the message about climate change. And they still don't believe us. Just think about that for a second. After all the social engineering, all the constant bombardment of the message, there's still a huge chunk of the population who simply don't buy it. I mean, one wonders why they're so surprised. People across the West are being forced to choose between heating and eating this winter. They're suffering through a chronic cost of living crisis, which is being exacerbated by higher and higher energy bills, which in turn are exacerbated by the mad march towards net zero. Now they expect us to stop paying climate reparations to third world countries too. Nope, sorry, we're not doing that, can't afford it. So yeah, don't be too shocked when people value being able to stay warm and feed themselves over some utopian feudalist agenda to empty our bank accounts and permanently reduce our standard of living. Now again, going back to that poll, it really is incredible that climate change skepticism is growing when you have social engineering to the degree where here in the UK, basically every television program or online broadcast that goes out has to be approved by this weird shadowy environmental group called Albert. And you'll notice their influence because the Albert footprint, carbon footprint symbol flashes up on screen in all these programs. And it basically means that those broadcasters, that program, has signed on to the message that it's a sustainable production and that it's going along with the narrative. So they're literally putting television programs through purity filters to ensure that they've signed on to the climate change message, that they will be used as an orifice to push the same propaganda. And it's still not working. Huge numbers of people remain skeptical. Arctic summit. Sea ice has now stopped declining. That's just come out today. The House of Cards really is beginning to tumble down. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the World Cup is finally coming to an end on Sunday with Argentina and France competing in the final, which of course meant the exit of Morocco last night in the semi-final with France. And once again, after every single win that they've had, Moroccan fans have rioted across European cities. You'd think that maybe in defeat they'd be a bit more humble and that they wouldn't cause absolute bedlam once again. Well, guess what? They cause absolute bedlam once again. Telegraph reports Boy 14 run over and killed as France celebrates World Cup victory over Morocco. Yes, there was an actual fatality. The celebrations in France after its World Cup victory over Morocco were marred by tragedy on Wednesday night after a 14-year-old boy was run over and killed in Montpellier. Let's go to this video now to set the scene for all this. We're going to play this up until the 3-minute 14 mark, and then I'll come back and talk about what France is experiencing in terms of this Moroccan migrant occupation, basically, now of some major French cities, and what that says about multiculturalism and diversity being a strength. This video is called Chaos. Let's roll it. Every time Morocco won in the World Cup, their fans staged violent riots in major cities across Europe. So given they were beaten by France last night and knocked out of the tournament, how do you think they reacted? Maybe they'd stay home this time, nice cup of tea, early to bed. No, they staged violent riots in major cities across Europe. This time it ended in tragedy. A 14-year-old boy was killed after being hit by a car in Montpellier as a wave of unrest once again swept across France. Shocking footage circulating on social media shows Moroccan fans attempting to steal a French flag from a car. The driver then panics and runs over multiple people, including the boy who later died in hospital. The incident was one of multiple violent clashes between Moroccan and French fans. The bedlam unfolded in several different ethnically diverse cities, including Avignon. Paris. Grenoble. And Lyon, where rioters set fires in the street. And gangs of youths attacked police. Conservative politician Eric Ciot said his city of Nice had been plunged into urban guerrilla warfare as Moroccans fought running battles with riot cops. Hooded men shouting, quote, Arabs out, and quote, we are home, also confronted Moroccan fans in Nice. There are multiple videos, which I can't even show, of people carrying French flags being brutally beaten by Moroccan fans in the streets. Around 115 arrests were made in the greater Paris area, and all this happened despite France deploying 10,000 police officers and gendarmes in anticipation of the unrest. France's Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, reacted somewhat bizarrely, by tweeting his gratitude to authorities who, quote, allowed those who wanted to celebrate the victory of France and the beautiful course of Morocco to do so. Yeah, strange form of celebration, isn't it? But the chaos wasn't just limited to France. In Brussels, Belgium, where earlier this year leftist leader Conor Rousseau admitted that multiculturalism had failed, similar scenes of pandemonium unfolded. But remember, people, diversity is our greatest strength. So there you have it. Again, the non-natives are restless. Of course, France has had multicultural migrant riots for decades now. Some of the bigger ones occurred in the early 2000s, and we see them more and more often. Before the Champions League final in Paris back in May of this year, we saw many of the same types of crowds, migrant youth mobs, robbing and violently attacking Liverpool and Real Madrid supporters. And France itself has a lot of problems with this migrant population in particular, where there are 700,000 Moroccans now, Moroccan migrants, dual nationality, in France. And it leads to incidents like this. This happened on Monday, just a few days before that bedlam in France. And bearing in mind, as I said at the start of that video, after every single game Morocco play, they riot, not just in France, but in Belgium and in the Netherlands. On Monday in France, This is a headline out of Remix News. Five injured in Lidl supermarket stabbing spree by Moroccan national armed with knives and an axe. He basically just started randomly attacking shoppers, trying to slash them, trying to chop them down as they fled. One man lost his finger. A couple of people were seriously injured, others with minor injuries. Again, just a few days before this bedlam. 88-year-old Frenchman dies after brutal beating from brothers Mohammed and Hicham. Good old French names. An 88-year-old man was brutally attacked by brothers Mohammed K and Hicham K. In the cellar of his apartment building in France, he died of his injuries. Another story out today from Remix News. Moroccan migrant jailed for raping 59-year-old victim at knife point. I kind of see a pattern here. We, of course, had Lola, the 12-year-old girl who was abducted, tortured, raped, murdered, stuffed in a suitcase by an Algerian migrant who was in the country illegally. The border force apprehended the individual, should have deported them, but didn't. But according to President Macron, mass migration is part of France's DNA. Yes, he actually said that. Again, this idea that it's always been completely normal to have this scale, this accelerated, rapid influx of migrants in a European city when it's never been normal. Of course, Macron made those comments after he acknowledged that half of crimes in Paris were committed by foreigners, by the government's own numbers, and that they also account for 70% of violent robberies. Again, government figures. So for him to say mass migration's natural, we just have to accept it, it's always been the case, is absolute bonk once again. In the UK, meanwhile, Breitbart reports great replacement. UK government considers rural visa for migrants amid declining native populations. There are now over 400, I think it's 418, hotels, many of which are 4 and 5 star, many of which are in prime central tourist locations in British towns, where they're, at a cost of $7 million per day to the taxpayer, housing migrants who show up in boats from France. About half of those migrants are from Albania, a completely peaceful country, not at war. And it's absolute chaos. They have nowhere to put these migrants. They're putting them up in hotels, causing massive problems in the surrounding areas where people live. Sexual assaults, violent attacks, the usual fruits of diversity. Well, now, rather than implementing policies to enable families and boost the native population, the government is considering creating a rural visa to incentivize more migration to rural areas of the country. Bear in mind, under the supposedly conservative government, over the past year alone, 1 million migrants, legal migrants, have come into the country. Our population is expanding rapidly. These illegal migrants are getting access to free healthcare in many areas where you phone up the doctors, you phone up the NHS at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's a lottery to even get a doctor's appointment. Giant waiting lists because of the outrage that was the COVID lockdown. People can't get major operations, they can't even get appointments to see their GP. You come in on a boat from Albania, some of whom are criminal drug smugglers, not only do you get free accommodation, free money, you get free healthcare, all at taxpayer expense. They're taking the piss, and it's completely out of control. We'll be back.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
It was tragedy yesterday in the UK. Teenager among four dead in migrant boat tragedy. Thankfully, many of them were rescued. But again, you empower the criminal people smugglers to bring these people across in the first place. You give them the red carpet taxi service to get them on shore. You incentivize it all with free healthcare, free money, free accommodation, and tragedy is going to happen. When Matteo Salvini in Italy completely disincentivized the migrant route to Italy, he halved the number of migrants drowning. So disincentivizing it actually saves lives. The UK government isn't disincentivizing it. UK government arrests just 0.3% of illegal boat migrants. They passed a law that makes it a crime to arrive in the UK without proper permission. Why wasn't that a law in the first place? But fewer than 100 people who cross the English Channel in small boats have been arrested for arriving illegally in the UK, reports the BBC. So the government is so pathetic. They gave themselves the power to arrest all these illegal immigrants, and they've arrested 0.3% of them. Absolutely incredible. Now they're just saying they're going to spread them out into the rural areas because people in towns and cities are getting sick of the social dislocation, the crime, the sexual assaults, the violent attacks. So now the government's solution is, well, we'll just make towns and cities the entire country. Great idea. Of course, they paid France to stop them getting on the dinghies in the first place, said we're going to increase the payments to France. as I predicted, that did absolutely sweet FA. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge reports, get woke, go broke. Washington Post staff meeting erupts into chaos as layoffs announced. They've lost 500,000 subscribers in the past 2 years, and they didn't expect, you know, any collateral damage after that. Absolutely incredible. And maybe it's stories like this which tell you why the Washington Post is going broke. Washington Post corrects op-ed conflating lack of black Argentinian footballers with history of black erasure. So this far-left professor at the University of Texas had this Washington Post op-ed published, asking the question, why doesn't the team have more black players? Well, that's because Argentina has a black population of far less than 1%. So, of course, the Argentinian football team, not going to have many black players if your black population is a fraction of a percentage. It's quite funny because actual Argentinians then got onto Twitter and said, we're not a Disney movie. We don't do diversity hires for elite-level sports competitions. We pick the best players. And in a country where 99% of the population is white, those best players, guess what? They're going to be white. But the Washington Post was forced into issuing an embarrassing correction, pointing out that far less than 1% of the population of Argentina is black. Meanwhile, another team to be knocked out of the World Cup over the past week was England, which brings us to our next video. It's called They're Going Home, and it explains how England players taking the knee and genuflecting to all these message narratives didn't really help them in the competition. This is called They're Going Home. Let's roll it.
Is it coming home? No. England were knocked out of another major tournament after being beaten by France on Saturday night in the World Cup. Maybe they should have worried about Kylian Mbappe as much as they worried about LGBT armbands. England players started on their knees and ended on their knees. During the group stage, we witnessed the bizarre spectacle of England players taking the knee before their game with the United States, while zero players from the country where take a knee was born chose to do the same gesture. While England repeated the same cringe performative stunt in the second round, still absurdly claiming it was a generic anti-racism gesture, when in fact it's intimately linked to the Black Lives Matter organization, no players from Senegal, whose team is entirely black, took the knee. Are England getting knocked out of tournaments solely for taking the knee? Obviously, it would be stupid to say that's the only reason. But as sports psychologists will tell you, any mental advantage you can gain over the opposition, even if it's just a fraction of a percentage, can be the slim margin between winning and losing. I mean, think of the optics. You're literally on your knee displaying inferiority to the other team. In England's case, right before their biggest game of the tournament against the best team they faced, France didn't take the knee, and they didn't get involved in any of the virtue-signalling politics. Their goalkeeper, Hugo Lloris, said he respected the host country Qatar's wishes when it came to displaying support for the Rainbow People. England chose to get embroiled in all of that, as did Germany, who didn't even get through the group stage, losing to Japan after staging this cringe photo op before the game. I mean, the New Zealand rugby team does the haka before games for a reason. It intimidates the opposition and it gets inside their heads. What does take a knee achieve? All it does is make you look weak and pathetic. You're already psychologically on the back foot before you even kick off. Now the speculation turns to wokest in chief, manager Gareth Southgate. After failing to win three major tournaments with possibly the best England team ever, will he keep his job? Would any Premier League team take Gareth Southgate as their manager? No, because he's not a particularly good manager. He's a yes man, a politician, a safe pair of hands when it comes to talking about racism, diversity, and inclusivity. A loyal servant when it comes to amplifying regime messaging. You know, all the important things to consider when you're trying to compete in an elite level competition. There's still a mystery as to why Southgate chose black players to take crucial penalties during the Euro 2021 final with Italy, seemingly ignoring better options, players who had experience of taking penalties at club level, and despite hardly any other teams taking a knee at the World Cup. And with the Premier League having largely dispensed with the gesture, Southgate insisted it was important for his players to just keep doing it. And yet again, instead of it coming home, the team is coming home after another abject failure. But hey, if the winners were decided on who best pushed the message, England won.
Now, talking about weak and pathetic, let's go to Prince Harry and this final video, because the final three episodes of Harry and Meghan have dropped on Netflix today. This video is called, well, this is awkward because the reaction to it hasn't been quite what they expected. Let's roll the clip.
That Harry and Meghan Netflix docuseries hasn't exactly gone to plan for them, has it? On the surface, the numbers actually look quite good. It's Netflix's most viewed documentary in the first week of release ever. More than 28 million households watched at least part of the series. But the real measure of sentiment comes via a new YouGov opinion poll. It was carried out between Wednesday and Thursday last week. So after all the trailers dropped and on the first day that the first three episodes were released. And for Harry and Meghan, it's not pleasant reading. Just one third of Brits, 33% now hold a positive view of Prince Harry, while 3 in 5, or 59%, hold a negative opinion of him. This represents a 13-point drop since November, his joint lowest score since YouGov began tracking royal favourability in 2011. Meghan Markle has a favourability rating of -39%, down 7%. If she keeps going, she's going to give Prince Andrew a run for his money. The main talking point of the second trailer was Meghan Markle, the actress, fake crying on camera. Is this finally a sign that Brits are beginning to see through the scam that is emotional incontinence? Harry and Meghan's entire shtick is formulated on the premise that overtly emoting alone is enough to prove victimhood, that constantly playing the victim card and crying on camera is sufficient evidence enough to establish wrongdoing by the adversarial party, in this case the royal family. Emotional incontinence has been weaponized by bad faith grifters for years. It's an integral core component of identity politics. And it's particularly odious for Brits, because our entire national character is based on a healthy distrust towards people who overly emote. Stiff upper lip isn't just a cringe cliche. That kind of strength against adversity stoicism is what built this country. So to see Harry and Meghan try to deliberately subvert that in pursuit of their poor me pity party PR campaign is pretty insidious. Fact is, though, most people aren't buying it. A $100 million Netflix docuseries from the people who just wanted to be left alone has spectacularly backfired. Fewer people like them, and this has advanced the movement to strip Harry and Meghan of their royal titles entirely. And that day can't come soon enough.
So this pair of narcissists still can't accept the fact that it's not about racism, it's not about, you know, institutional identity politics, it's about the fact that nobody likes them because they're fundamentally unlikable people. In the last three episodes, he's now basically whining about his brother screaming and shouting at him, throwing his own brother under the bus after throwing his father under the bus in the previous episodes. But again, people aren't buying it. Report NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC have spent just 14 minutes combined covering the Twitter files. Again, more important news to cover than literal coordinated collusion between the Biden administration and big tech to censor key stories, which obviously affected the outcome of the presidential election. I'm not going to get to these final news stories. Drag queen Biden invited to White House previously tweeted kids are out to sing and suck D. Those are the kind of individuals that are going to the White House now. Dem rep says term pedophile is discriminatory. All those stories and more though are up on summit.news. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it locked in.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.